This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for the day, but not just yet, of course. We're responding to some of the messages that you guys have sent through to tell us what music you listen to for productivity and to keep yourselves active whilst at home. Let's look at some of this stuff from WhatsApp.
From WhatsApp, we have this comes from Maggie Best, who says, can work with almost any genre and any type of music except techno and metal rock. I'm digressing, but some makan places have young patrons and or staff, but their extremely loud volume definitely gives me the indigestion and kills my mood for music.
Yes.
Then there's one from, this comes from Peter, who says, my favorite music is Baroque. Research says that for focused concentration, there should be no lyrics or familiar melody or instruments as they distract attention. This is from, let me just check and see. This is from, there's no name. Working from home this year has definitely got me into the habit of playing music in the background while I'm working. Lo-fi genre music is my go-to because it gives me a chill cafe vibe, which helps put me put my mind into the zone. Mm-hmm. Mainstream music, no, because I will be busy singing along to the lyrics and not focusing on work.
Yes.
Yes. And Kevin Lau says, Enigma.
Enigma, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a flashback. I've not heard that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Early 90s, I used to listen to Enigma quite a bit. Some of the stuff that I listen to help me focus is trip-hop. So if you look at bands like Massive Attack, Portishead, that kind of dark, kind of lo-fi, hip-hoppy, gritty sound, but without the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of stuff that really helps me focus. As long as there's no lyrics in it, I tend to do okay. I put the lyrics in every now and again if I want to just kind of, you know, zone out
on a Saturday
or a Sunday afternoon. But quickly looking through some of our Insta messages. Alkeem has said Japan 80s city pop. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My travel and food has said listen to BFM for leisure and to stay informative. Jazz when thinking is required. Interesting stuff over there. A couple more. I've got Bavriel, instrumental chill pop. Chill hop. No lyrics and the beats help me stay on track. Aman Fadzil has said techno. I can't do it with techno, unfortunately. It just distracts the heck out of me. But to go back to what Maggie was saying earlier on, about how some mamak places play music so loud that it gives her stomachache.
Makan places.
Mm-hmm. I've found that there are some stores that, for whatever reason, blast music from their speakers. Mm-hmm. And it can be the most awful music.
Yep.
And they have it so loud before you even get into the store. A lot of clothes shops are guilty of doing this, by the way. And all it does is like it acts like this barrier for me to the store, and they're like, boof, boof, boof. I'm like, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
and I honestly don't see how people can stand in a store, pick their clothes out whilst they're having their ears bashed out, and practically, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But those places are crowded.
Yeah, but I don't understand why. Why don't people just say, can you just turn the music? I am starting to sound like an old man. Enough of that. Go on.
There's another message that came in from number 6983. It says, listen to BFM because working from home with no one to talk to, so need talk show to provide background sounds. From Cheer. We will happily be background sounds.
Absolutely.
Happily background sounds. Paul Jambunathan says, a variety of bossa nova.
A variety of bossa nova. Enough of that. Okay, 117 years after launching their first motorcycle, Harley-Davidson have done something a bit different. They've spun off a new electric bike startup. Can you believe this?
Harley-Davidson.
So using technology they developed to make electric bicycles, they're now spinning off a new company called Serial One Cycle Company to make e-bikes. The new model, obviously called the Serial One Cycle Company, will reveal its first models next month. And over the past few years, Harley, quote, really made a pretty aggressive push into electric vehicles and came out and made a statement that they want to lead the electrification of two-wheeled vehicles. This is according to Aaron Frank. He's the brand director for Serial One Cycle Company. While developing the Live Wire electric motorbike, which has been in the market for around a year, the company's skunk work teams, the secret ones, started looking for other ways to use that technology. And they think that the moment is right for e-bikes. And they're saying that lithium-ion batteries are getting better, they're getting lighter, they're getting more reliable, they're getting less expensive. And while the range on some electric bikes is still low enough that it may be an issue for some drivers, a city bike ridden casually to run errands locally doesn't have the same requirements for range. Electric bike sales are also quickly growing, especially during the pandemic. In June, in the US, e-bike sales were up 190% over the previous year. A newly unveiled prototype, which Frank has says is a styling exercise and not an actual model, shows how Harley-Davidson designers approach the bicycle differently than some other on the market. If you look at a lot of the e-bicycles right now, they're kind of slapped together. It's a traditional battery with a hub motor in the front or a rear wheel, or a battery kind of clumsily positioned maybe on a rack over the rear wheel or strapped onto the down tube, and it looks ugly, is essentially what he's said. So their first prototype, which is designed to look a little like the company's first motorbike, incorporates a battery and motor into the frame. The engineers also use their ergonomic database made up of a large group of measurements from its customers to design bikes that Frank argues will fit a wider range of people than typical bikes. Though the design work came from Harley-Davidson, the company decided to launch a separate startup. And they say, as we got closer and closer to coming to market, the realization was made that we would just be most successful as a standalone brand. You know, a bicycle is a very different product than a motorcycle. The customer, the consumer, the target is very different than a motorcycle target. And the market is completely different. They're saying that they expect to have their first bikes out by the market by the spring of 2021. I mean, I find this fascinating that, you know, a motorcycle company that is known for stuff like, you know, freedom of the road. And in your head, when you say Harley-Davidson, a lot of people will disagree, but you imagine big fellas, leather jackets, you know, all of that kind of tattoos.
Yep.
And I know it's a cliche, and I know I'm far from on the nose with this, but that's the kind of perception that you get.
Yep.
Yet you look at this e-bike, and it looks very, very cool.
It looks very cool. But that's the exact thing that I wanted to say. Just looking at it, this is going to be a big problem for the biker gangs.
Right.
Again, not to stereotype the Harley-Davidson and stuff. But there are it has a very sort of American cross-country rider sort of image, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's, you know, it's prestige bikes, it's expensive bikes, it's like collector's items. But this is like opening up to like a whole new market. Like, why not?
Dare I say it looks kind of hipsterish.
It does.
You know what I mean?
But also the kind that I want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like you, whatever you want to call it, it's something.
It's not your typical mountain bike shape.
No.
It's different to that. It's a kind of low slung thing that harkens back to a kind of sit back, relax Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's definitely got some style about it, for sure.
There's style. Yes, that's the word. It's got lots of style.
And even though they're saying it's a prototype, if I could afford this, this is the kind of e-bike that I would buy.
They haven't said how much, right?
Of course not. Not yet. That's the trouble with it. It's like when you go and buy something in a fancy store, right? Mm-hmm. They never put the price on it.
Oh, it says starts at.
Ah, right. Uh-huh. And then you've got plus VAT, plus tax, plus this.
Yeah.
Whatever. Folks, what a great show today. Thank you very much for all of your time. We've got a quick couple of messages to get to before we wrap up.
Yeah, I'm going
to
see how many I can get through before we are done. So this comes from Dylan, who says, film soundtracks, Blade Runner, Conjuring.
Yes.
Yeah. Sab says, I've recently discovered Lo-Fi and Spotify. Plus point, it gives the hotel feel for those days when I miss going for holidays. Ank1300 says, to boost productivity, Spotify's Women of K-Pop as background music.
Interesting.
Ibrahim says, classical or orchestral. What you don't see says, EDM for life. So Hanitan says, music by Jack Johnson. Not sure into which category that falls.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah. And then we have one from Frida who says, miss all the boys. We miss Frida too.
Miss you, Frida, yes.
Yeah, and for those of you who miss Frida, she's going to be on next week with
Audrey. She is. Mm-hmm. All week next week. However, me and Arvin, we're going to say goodbye for now.
Yeah.
That's it. We're done for the show. We're done for today's show. Thank you very much for all of your tweets, all of your WhatsApps, all of your Instagram messages, for all of the suggestions about the music that you listen to that help with productivity. For those of you who have tuned in and perhaps are looking for something else to listen to, check out the Twitter feed. There's a whole bunch of suggestions right there. Who's mentioned Explosions in the Sky? Who's that? Harith.
Harith, yes.
Well done. That's the stuff that I would happily listen to all day. Mm-hmm. But with that in mind, I've got to wrap up very quickly. The stuff we've been listening to today, we started off with that story, of course, about what kind of music you should listen to.
Mm-hmm. And depending on research, how some kinds of music help you be more productive. And then we moved on to how Super Mario can help you do your homework, or the theme to Super Mario Kart.
What's the Mario theme of?
Dun, 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 dun.
I've been waiting the entire afternoon to get to do that.
Can you do the coin sound?
Ka-ting!
Mm, yeah,
no, it's terrible.
No,
I want to wrap up. Holly Davidson, they're making electric bicycles now. That was story number three. Mm. But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, Sweden has deviated from the norm in two major ways in recent history. They've garnered much attention for their approach to tackling the coronavirus crisis as it opted out of strict lockdowns. And in the face of a refugee crisis, Sweden accepted more asylum applications than any other EU nation relative to population size. The Breakfast Grill spoke with the Swedish ambassador to Malaysia on this, as well as bilateral relations and trade. That's all the time we have for today. Frida and Audrey will be back same time, same place next week at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have a lovely weekend, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you.